Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Anything. Call us here for sports. Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zorak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drift around the sea. I was born to walk alone.
We rock right into our interview with sporting director and head coach of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena, with us once again. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good, man. How are you today?
We're doing well. How was the practice or scrimmage or whatever it is you're terming it that you had last night in the stadium?
It was good. We need that. You know, it keeps us active. It's a long layoff before our first playoff game, so we've got to pick our spots to move the players along. But last night was real good for our team.
Can you tell us who played? Who didn't play? Who was active?
The only one who didn't play was Adam Buksa. And, he'll be ready to train next week.
So he's getting healthy, and that's trending
and
the right direction.
I need to correct myself. The three players that were gone to international duty weren't available either. Turner, Buchanan, and Trout Staven. So four of our players were not available last night.
But for those guys who are off on duty right now, Bruce, I would guess you don't mind that because they're staying sharp, they're staying fresh, they're getting some playing time, which is probably better. I mean, unless something were to happen to them and get something tweaked, that's better than the long layoff.
Yes, and we've given them all a couple of days off as well as they return. The travel's difficult as well. You know, Arnold was in Europe. Matt Turner was returning from Jamaica, and Tajon Buchanan was in Edmonton, which is like being in a freezer. Basically, they played Mexico. I think it was 12 degrees at kickoff. So,
oh, good grief!
Oh my God! Freeze.
Yeah,
that does not sound enjoyable whatsoever. This weekend, Revs fans have a reason to be paying attention to the game on Sunday. I believe it's a 3 p.m. start. NYCFC in Atlanta. Do you have a preference on which of those teams you end up seeing?
Not really. They're both very good teams. I think of the six teams that are playing over the weekend. Those are, in my opinion, the two of the best teams. And they'll be a real difficult matchup for us on the 30th.
Coach, you get a little uneasy when some of the finalists get announced, like you get a bunch of players yourself on end-of-year awards. Where you sit here and you still wait for your next opponent. You know, you had a great year. Obviously, the team had a great year, record-setting year. But does it make you uneasy when, you know, these end-of-year awards come out and you're still not finished playing yet?
Not really. I think Carlos has been talked about most of the year as player of the year. So it's not a surprise to anyone. And we're well aware of Matt's skills as a goalkeeper. And every year he's going to be up for that award. And Tajon's obviously had a great year, so he's getting recognized as well. So it's all part of it. The guys have been level-headed all year, so I'm not concerned about that at all.
Are you concerned at all about teams obviously seeing a lot of you this season and having an idea now? And earlier in the season, I don't think this was the case, whether they were still trying to figure out if, you know, who Buksa was and how much of a benefit he could be. But, you know, teams have had a lot of chances to see you at this point. They know about Heal. They know about Bo. They know about Buksa. Do you Do you worry that maybe some teams have started to figure some things out that they maybe didn't have figured out earlier in the season?
Well, they'll have more information, but these two teams are very aggressive attacking teams, which is highly unusual for us to see coming into Gillette Stadium. So I'd be very surprised if they took a real defensive posture against us. And if they do, they're not playing into their strengths. So I think we're in good shape regardless of what they know about us. And we think the game's going to be surprisingly a little bit more open than one would think in a playoff game.
Wow. Okay.
Bruce, I want to follow up on what we were talking about just a couple of minutes ago, which was brutal weather conditions and some of this international duty. And obviously that's made a lot of headlines. Is there anything worse than being a road team trying to qualify in CONCACAF? Like, it feels like that's a really tough way to go out and try and win on the road.
It's very difficult. You know, Mexico had to go to Edmonton in Canada, and they played, as I said, I believe it was 12 degrees.
And snow.
It snowed all day.
Yeah.
And they played on an artificial field. The U.S. went into Jamaica. I don't know exactly what the temperature was, but it's probably at least in the 80s and very humid, and they're on a field that plays pretty slow. So every game in CONCACAF on the road is extremely challenging, you know, besides the soccer. It's the reason why CONCACAF is such a difficult region to qualify, because every game is a difficult one.
And there's all these rumors over the years of shenanigans that happen at team hotels and accommodations. And obviously you mentioned the playing conditions. That feels like a bad way. That feels like a tough road always.
You know, when I coached a national team, when we played in Honduras one time, you know, the fans were outside our hotel and playing music all night. we've been to venues where we had to insist that they cut the grass the day of the game, because it was like 5 inches tall. You know, so all these crazy things going on.
Oh, man.
And it never stopped.
You ever had the fire alarm pulled in the middle of the night anywhere?
Yes. We've had that. Believe it or not, we had it one time in the United States when we were playing Argentina in a friendly. But all kinds of crazy things happen. And then you go to Mexico City to play. You're playing in altitude. It could be 90 degrees as well. And you're playing with in polluted air. So every game on the road in CONCACAF is very challenging.
Obviously, I want to go back to that. This Sunday's game, at 3 o'clock, you're obviously going to be watching too, like fans will. But this might be a silly question, but you as a coach, do you get more out of the other video that you'll get? Like in football, you like the high angle, you like the rear angle. On TV, it seems like shrunken, where you don't see everything. Is that the same way when you study and you prepare for games?
Yeah, we have different angles and all.
Yeah.
We have obviously pretty good opportunities to scout teams, and we get the same thing that you know NFL teams will have. So
awesome.
That'll be good. The odd part of Sunday's game is they're playing in Yankee Stadium, which is very challenging. It's a soccer field placed inside an outfield of a Major League Baseball team, and it's really confusing for players. You can't get the sight lines down. It's very confusing, and it's really a home field advantage, and it's a narrow field as well.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, but for New York City FC, they play there, and they play well there. They've got it, figured out in terms of how they can game plan for opponents on that field, which is so small. And even I think we've talked to you about it before too, Bruce. Like the sidelines are tiny. There's like just not a lot of room for anything.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're on the field and you stand in one goal and look at the other goal, it looks like it's off on an angle, that it's not straight ahead.
Yeah.
And it's because of the shape of Yankee Stadium. And it's really confusing. It screws up people all the time. It impacts the offside law. The first time I played with the LA Galaxy, one of our defenders kept one of their players onside by 10 yards. He was so confused with his positioning.
It's like having a tee box that's slightly built and angled the wrong way so that you end up hitting in the trees. Same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So that'll be an advantage for New York City for sure.
All right, Bruce. Well, great to talk to you again, and we'll talk to you again next week.
And good luck, Patriots, tonight. Should be fun.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Right, thanks.
See you next week.
Okay. Yep. Okay, bye.
Bruce Arena on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hardy has our headlines.
That Yankee Stadium field sucks.
It's a terrible place.
It's a terrible place. It really is.
Terrible
place. It's like the football games they put at Fenway. Like, you know, one of the end zones, like, doesn't, you know, cuts off one of the corners.
But I know what he's saying. The shape of the building makes you think that, you know, just in your periphery that you're going one way on the field. Now, the Reds don't have to worry about this in the postseason. They've got a home field throughout, but it does provide an advantage to New York City FC for this game on this match on Sunday, just because it is such a distinct home field advantage. You know, their players are used to, but other teams go in there and you think you're going way. And like, you know, Bruce just said, you know, guys are offside all the time because you think you're in a certain position on the field just by glancing up at the stands and where you are, and you're not. It's totally different.
All right, let's get to the headlines here with Hardy and come right back for the fourth and final hour of Zolak and Bertrand on game day here on the Sports Zone.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.